WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
And welcome back to Thiel Gymnasium as we're set to go with these starting lineups. Let's go to the floor and Jim Savory.
First, the visiting Falcons from Northridge High. At a guard, number 10, Tim Hardy. And another guard, number 12. At center, number 42, Stephen Manfred. At third guard, number 14, Aaron Williams. And at forward, number 33, Kendall Lett. Head coach at Thornridge, Keith White. Now, here's the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. At a guard, a 6'1" junior, number 1, junior, number 10, Thompson, Brandon Thompson. And one forward, 6'6" junior, number 23, Thompson, Chad Thompson. And the other forward, 6'5" senior, number 32, Davis, Victor.
And we're about ready to go as Galesburg decked out in the gold jerseys with the black numerals and some black trim with a gold G on the side of the shorts, looking very sharp with streaks across the chest and falcons across the chest of the Thornridge jerseys. They're in the white with the blue piping and the baby blue numerals and the word Falcons. Dandridge, the 6'9" senior, going to jump center, and Victor Davis will go for the Streaks. So Streaks, the away team, as the lights, I was concerned, weren't working on the board during the other game, or they didn't have them on, but now they do. Easier to keep fouls that way. We're about underway as the official tosses it up in the air. Dandridge wins the tip, and it is Kelvin Wilson with it in the backcourt. Quick jump shot for three on the left side, put up by Williams. No good. Offensive rebound, though, Tim Hardy, and they get another crack at it. Hardy with it on the right side, traveled with the basketball, faked and shuffled the feet. So a turnover right off the bat for Thornridge, 11 seconds into the ballgame. Galesburg's first crack at the offense coming up. And they'll get a 1-2-2, three-quarter court press from Thornridge. Dalton Davis falls, but the ball retrieved by Chad Thompson in the front court. To Brandon Thompson, lazy pass at the post to Victor Davis, stolen away. Here comes Kelvin Wilson back the other way, partially blocked. And on the rebound, a whistle. And I think Victor Davis, maybe over the back, will be the foul call. We'll see what the official has in mind. It is on Davis as he went up for the rebound. He got a piece of the basketball, but then went up for the shot or the rebound and went over the back of a Thornridge player. He'll swing it around on the left baseline to Aaron Williams. Dumps it down low to Dandridge in the post. The 6'9 senior fouled as he makes a move. Spins on the left block. He's going to shoot two. And I think Davis got that one as well. That is bad news. It's already Victor Davis in foul trouble. 7:22 still to go in the first quarter. So 38 seconds of the game. He picks up two fouls. Dandridge misses the free throw. He'll get another. And a decision time for Mike Reynolds. Depth right away is going to be called into play in this game. Do you let him? He's looking down the bench. Dandridge missed both free throws. Victor Davis comes away with the rebound. One more, and he's out for the half. They are going to bring in Ryan Ricketts. Chad Thompson, three back the other way. Shot no good. High for the rebound is Tim Hardy. Already two boards for the guard. Hardy, Wilson with it on the left wing. Behind the back dribble. Back up top to Hardy. Hillsburg back in a man-to-man defense. Up top. Wilson penetrates inside. He traveled again. Second time he got in the paint but shuffled the feet. Two turnovers on Thornridge. And out goes Victor Davis with two fouls at the 7:01 mark of the game. Ryan Ricketts in. So he's going to get some big minutes here in this first half as Davis may be done for the half. No score. We've played a minute of basketball. Ricketts over to Chad Thompson. Right side three on the way. Yes! Chad Thompson picks up where he left off in the other game. That confidence is there, and Galesburg a 3-0 lead. He can be a major factor when he's hot. 3-0 streaks up top with the basketball, delivering the pass. Hardy down on the left baseline for a three. Missed it. Did Kendall Lett, and a foul on the rebound. Ooh, thought they were going to get the technical on Aaron Williams. He kind of gave the shoe away to the referee. The first foul on Thornridge. And they give it to Aaron Williams. In the backcourt with it, Ryan McElmurray. Cross courts it over to Thompson. In the front court to Brandon Thompson. Over to McElmurray. Inside Ricketts. Wide open. Shot good. Beautiful press breaker. And Ryan Ricketts lays it in. 5-0 Galesburg. 6:15 to go first quarter. Good start. Galesburg falling back. In a 2-3 zone. They're zoning it up. So a little different look here defensively with Davis in foul trouble. Up top, Hardy with the basketball. Swings it over to Wilson. Three-pointer on the right wing is no good. Offensive rebound. Putback is good. Kendall Lett gets the basket, and they're on the board at the 5:54 mark. 5-2 Galesburg. Quickly up court. Chad Thompson with it on the right wing. Their coach says get out on him as they fall back in his zone. Brandon Thompson up top, too. No, they're in a man-to-man. Looked like a matchup zone at first, but the point guards, Dalton Davis, they come out to get him. Brandon Thompson out on the left wing, looks up top for no one. Up baseline jumper by Dalton Davis for three, no good. Here comes Hardy in a hurry after he grabs his three rebounds. Coast to coast to the basket, shot good, got to stop the ball. Tim Hardy, his first hoop and four in a row by Thornridge. It's 5-4 streaks here. They come with the 1-2-2 press. Looking to trap out of it. Ricketts gets it in the front court. Down the hands of McElmurray. Right side, Brandon Thompson. Wide open three. Off the iron, no good. Dandridge, the rebound off the floor. He was wide open for that one. Here they come the other way. On the left corner, Kendall Lett. Up top now. Into the hands of Aaron Williams. Hardy with it now. Wilson down the baseline. Driving. Aaron Williams to the hole. Shot no good. Dandridge put back good. Stephen Dandridge at 6'9", couldn't keep him off the glass, and 6'5", Thornridge gets the lead at the 4:47 mark of the first quarter, and again, Victor Davis, two fouls a minute into the game. Here is McElmurray, right wing, he's driving to the basket, shot up, he got hit, no foul called, rebound Hardy again off the floor, now he's trapped, and a foul on the streaks on a touch, so he gets mugged going to the basket, and a touch foul on Galesburg. Chad Thompson picks it up. Third team foul on Galesburg, now trailing 6-5, 4:34 to go first quarter. And they've got to get after it. That Dandridge basket, you got to keep him off the glass. 6-9, you got to push him out of the lane. Ryan Ricketts, big frame. He's got him certainly shorter, but in terms of weight and strength, he's got Stephen Dandridge. Up top with it, Hardy. Hardy inside and some pushing going on, and they're going to get Ricketts pushing Dandridge. So Ricketts picks up his first foul, fourth on Galesburg, 4:17 to go in the first quarter. Coach Dave Mata peeking, looking on. This team came off a nice win against Urbana. They fought so hard in this tournament. Long jumper left baseline, put up no good by Wilson. Dandridge there for another offensive rebound. He's killing Galesburg on the glass. Has it now. Free throw line area. Hardy, a little floater through the lane. No good. High for the rebound. Take it away from Thompson. And Thornridge gets it back. Able to save the basketball was Aaron Williams. So they're out-rebounding Galesburg badly on the glass right now. 3:54 and counting. First quarter, 6-5 Thornridge. On the right baseline, Aaron Williams. Up top, a three put up by Kendall Lett. An air ball trying to save it. They're out of bounds. So they hear about it. Lett hears about it, rather, from the Galesburg student section, mostly decked out in black. Here comes the 1-2-2 press. More of a 1-2-1-1. So they'll have on the point of that press, Kendall Lett at 6'6", so he makes it tough to throw across. Galesburg's had no trouble with it, though. Dalton Davis with the basketball, guarded by Lett. Davis working on the right wing. Coming off of screen, Brandon Thompson puts it on the floor, gives to Ricketts. Short jumper in the lane, yep. Ryan Ricketts, couple of hoops in the first quarter. He's been huge off the bench, and Galesburg gets the lead back at the 3:22 mark of the first quarter, 7-6. What valuable minutes he's providing off the bench. Having a tough task with Dandridge. Dandridge now with it on the block, spins, lays it up, missed the shot, put back good though. Dandridge missed everything. But Hardy put it back in, his fourth rebound and second bucket of the quarter, 8-7 Thornridge. Chad Thompson right wing, he's going to fire for three. He missed that one badly, no one underneath the rebound. Hardy with his fifth, Karam, he's just 5'10", and that's being gracious. On the left side, it is a jump shot put up from three, spins out on Wilson, and the rebound back the other way. Ricketts grabbed it, and Galesburg with the basketball, Dalton Davis, 8-7. It is... Galesburg on the short end of that score. 2:30 to play first quarter. Driving fadeaway jumper, McElmurray cannot get it to go down. Dandridge, his fourth rebound of the quarter already. Pushing it now, Kelvin Wilson on the right side. Puts it up top into the hands of Hardy. He goes left wing now on the baseline to Lett. Driving down the lane, Lett fadeaway jumper missed it. And Dandridge all over the glass. They tipped it away though. Good defense. Coming out of there with it is McElmurray. Dalton Davis the other way, trying to drive, and a hand check foul and a bump. Called on Aaron Williams, now he has two. At the 2:06 mark of the first quarter, in Thornridge leading 8-7. So we'll get a lot of players in off the bench. Calvin Mosley and Brandon Meeker in the ballgame for the Silver Streaks. And coming in for Thornridge, Javon Kay, a 6'4" junior. Also in Myron Terrell, a 6'5" senior. Ball inbounded to Brandon Thompson, up top to McElmurray. Mosley sets the screen. McElmurray dribbles around it. He's got to get rid of the ball. Too much dribbling. He is trapped, hands it off to Thompson. Back to McElmurray on the left wing. Spins on his defender to the goal. Layup, missed the shot. Put back up. No good by Mosley. Way to hit the glass, and he's going to the line as he was fouled. Good work on the glass by Calvin Mosley. And the foul is called on Javon Kay. So Mosley, two free throws coming up. Good work on the glass. Team foul number three on Thornridge. Galesburg has four. Mosley's first free throw attempt of the year is no good. McElmurray, Dalton Davis, Calvin Mosley, Brandon Thompson, and Brandon Meeker on the floor for the Streaks. Second free throw coming up by Calvin Mosley, the senior. He kind of short-armed it and pushed it up there. No good. He missed them both, and the rebound went to Kendall Lett. Here they come in a hurry the other way. Hardy traveled, going to the hole. Third turnover on Thornridge. Galesburg really collapsing once they drive inside, and it's causing some problems for the Falcons. Let on the point of the 1-2-1-1 press. With it in the backcourt, McElmurray gives to Dalton Davis. Nice job to break in the middle to Mosley. Right side, Brandon Thompson, and Galesburg has gone to score off of this press. If they've got an open three on the wing, they'll take it. Right now, Chad Thompson out of the game. So who's going to pick up the scoring slack here? Dalton Davis with it on the left side. Drives, pull-up jumper on the baseline, air ball. And the rebound taken out for Thornridge by Josh Bonner, who's in the ballgame now. Ball loose, they pick it up, and a traveling violation again. Good hustle by McElmurray to cause all kinds of trouble. Thornridge commits turnover number four, and they're going to bring another substitution in. They've used four now off the bench. Barry Howard in the game for Thornridge. His first appearance in the game. Galesburg with it. Dalton Davis, top of the key, guarded by Kelvin Wilson. 1:04 to play, first quarter, 8-7, Falcons with the lead. McElmurray with it on the right wing. He's hawked by Lett. Lett still on the floor, I think the only starter besides Wilson on the floor for Thornridge. Mosley having some trouble up top, hands it off to Brandon Thompson. 51 seconds to go in the quarter. Thompson loses his man, bounce pass down low. Mosley, baby hook, blocked. Blocked by Lett, the rebound into the hands of Howard, Barry Howard. Back the other way they come. It's Wilson on the right wing directing traffic up top to Howard. 2-3 Galesburg zone on the baseline. Back out to the wing. Lett, he'll fire the three. It is short. Rebound high to get it. Ryan McElmurray, his second carom. Down low to Meeker. Crossover dribble, loses the basketball. Go to score, Brandon. Go to score. There's no need to dribble the ball. Go up strong. Turnover on the streaks, just their second. Very frustrating. You need all these possessions. Mike Reynolds clapping his hands, says, come on now. 8-7, 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thornridge the lead. Up top with it, Kelvin Williams. Now Galesburg in a more of a 1-2-3 defense. And they're poised to hold as just inside the half-court line, standing in the orange basketball, is Wilson. He's at the top of the key. Gives it down on the left baseline. Back to Lett. He's going to fire a three from the same spot as before. No good. Dalton Davis the rebound, and the first quarter is in the books. Despite some foul trouble from Victor Davis, Galesburg very much right there. 8-7 Thornridge after one. We take the first quarter break. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. Wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
No, we're not there yet. Put your seatbelt on.
Patsy, what are you doing?
I'm practicing for the holiday shuffle.
How about this one? You should have went before we left.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Coming up tomorrow on WGIL Sports Saturday, we'll preview the 2009-10 Western Big Six boys basketball season. Tomorrow morning at 8 on WGIL.
At 8-7, Thornridge lead after one, Galesburg basketball. Dalton Davis fouled by Barry Howard as he made a move toward the middle. So three team fouls on Thornridge. McElmurray, the quickest 5 seconds you'll ever see, tried to get the ball inbounds, and they whistled him for a five. Mike Reynolds tells one of his players, go after the ball. Cut to the basketball, third turnover. On the streaks in the game, and Thornridge has committed four. On the right wing, it is Kelvin Wilson with it, using a screen by Lett. Swinging around, Howard now on the left side. They move the basketball back up top. Howard, guarded by Dalton Davis. Again, a zone defense by Galesburg. They've not used it much. And a travel. Howard trying to make a move. He shuffled the feet. Five turnovers now on Thornridge. The zone's working. It's a good call because Thornridge did not show any ability to really shoot the basketball from the outside against Manuel. Good scouting by Mike Reynolds and staff, and they're using the zone. It's a great call, especially with Victor Davis in foul trouble with two. McElmurray, free throw line area, dumps to Ricketts and stolen away by Howard. That was read by Howard perfectly. To the basket, shot no good. Rebound into the hands of Chad Thompson. Ball taken up by Terrell, just kind of hit the bottom of the rim. Driving toward the baseline, Dalton Davis, good, and a foul. Good strong drive by Davis. Galesburg back on top, and he goes to the line for the three-point play. Garrett Williams going to check in next opportunity. Kendall Lett picked off the foul, his first, and Thornridge now has four. Williams, a three-point threat in the ballgame for Galesburg. Brandon Thompson, nope, it's Ryan McElmurray out. Three-point opportunity here for Dalton Davis. Great move to the basket, and the free throw no good. Rebounded out of there by Thornridge as they come in a hurry back the other way, and a foul as Wilson tried to make a move toward the basket. Brandon Thompson picks up his first. Five team fouls on the streak, so now both with five, so they'll take it out of bounds. Javon Kay, the out-of-bounds man. Up top with it now, Lett. He's shot a lot of shots from outside. He's not had much luck, and hopefully that will continue. Wilson driving down the middle of the lane. Slide step through two. Rebound, Chad Thompson and Lett were fighting for it. And they call it on, boy, oh boy, on Thompson. We're not getting a whole lot of breaks from the stripes out there. Second on Chad Thompson now. He joins Victor Davis in foul trouble with two. At the 6:43 mark of the second quarter, Galesburg leading 9-8. Lob up top, almost stolen away by Brandon Thompson. Here comes Wilson trying to get to the basket. Shot up over Ricketts, no good. Tip up, no good by Lett. And the ball tipped out of bounds. Good defense by Thompson to somehow knock it off the hands of Aaron Williams. As Lett went high to tip it, just couldn't get it to go down. Dandridge back into the ballgame. The 6'9" center had 2 points and four rebounds in the first quarter. He's a handful. They go back to the 1-2-1-1 press. Galesburg, again, no problem breaking that. And a 9-8 Silver Streaks lead. See Garrett Williams get open for a three and pop one through. Off the screen, Dalton Davis, he's covered up. Free throw line area. Now to Chad Thompson, three up top. No good. Rebound taken out by Aaron Williams. His second carom of the game. Up top, Kelvin Wilson inside to Dandridge. Quick pass out inside the three-point line. Shot put up, no good. Chad Thompson, the rebound, and falling out of bounds, he saved it as Aaron Williams took the shot. Back the other way, Garrett Williams underneath trying to get to the basket. He got lucky. They tipped it out of bounds. Thornridge can't believe it. I got to say they're probably right. Galesburg will keep it underneath. Wait a minute. Who are they giving it to? Dalton Davis hitting his head. The official says get out of there as Aaron Williams tried to sneak in there. Galesburg a 9-8 lead, 5:59 to go first half. Up top to Brandon Thompson. Chad Thompson, Dalton Davis, three on the left baseline. It's way short. Rebound Dandridge. He is off on his shot right now. Dandridge, five rebounds. On the right side, he'll swing it around. Try the left baseline. Bounce pass in the post from Kay to Dandridge. Now back out to Wilson. Wilson, free throw line, jumper down to Dandridge. That was pretty. Got his defender in the air. Dandridge laid it in, his second hoop, and now Thornridge back on top. 10-9. 5.5 to play, first half. Out for three, Brandon Thompson, right wing. Yes, Brandon Thompson! Galesburg's second three of the game, and they're back on top, 12-10. He was perfect on the follow-through. And the zone defense for Galesburg back at it. Dandridge, kick out, two. Jumper to Howard, shot no good, top of the key area. Up fighting Dandridge for the board. It's loose on the floor, picked up by Dalton Davis. Here he comes toward the basket, two on one, takes it up, stripped away, and touched out of bounds by Thornridge, and Galesburg will keep it. Wilson went off his hands. Here comes Ryan McElmurray back in the game. He gets Dalton Davis. So Galesburg, two threes in the game, but they're 0 of 3 from the free throw line. Thornridge, 0 of 1 from the line in the game. They have not hit a three. Ball inbounded to Garrett Williams, three on the left side. Good! Garrett Williams! Long ball hits it. 15-10 Galesburg. 4:57 mark of the first half. Their largest lead of the game. Back in his zone. Long jumper by Wilson left side. It's no good. High for the rebound. Chad Thompson. He went up to get that ball. His fourth rebound. In the front court. Sloppy pass. Thornridge steals it away. Back the other way. Wilson. And he is quickly covered up by Brandon Thompson. Up top, a long jumper put up by Javon Kay for three. Kay quiets the crowd, 15-13, Silver Streaks. McElmurray, crossover dribble, gets it in the front court. He's going to go to that basket. Dandridge said, get that out of here. Taken off the floor by Kelvin Wilson. Here he pulls up in the lane, shot no good, tipped around. Who grabs it? Garrett Williams. Good rebound, good one and done by the Streaks. Here is a handoff to Thompson going to the basket. Shot good! Dandridge didn't try and block it, and Thompson laid it in. He's got five, 17-13. He's playing well. He's been the guy right now for the Streaks. Four-point lead, 3:58 to go, first half. Left wing with it, Kay drives toward the middle, shot no good, gets his own rebound, put back, no, and Ricketts comes away with the rebound for the Streaks. Galesburg doing a nice job on the glass. Trying to prevent those second shot efforts. And in most cases doing. Here's McElmurray for a three. Wide open. No good. And there is a great clear out by Thornridge as they came away with it. And their coach wants to talk about it. Keith White says, 30-second break, please. And we'll take the break. We'll hold on to it here, though. 3:33 to go in the first half. Galesburg had a 5-point lead at the 4:57 mark. This without Victor Davis, who picked up his second foul at the 7:22 mark of the first quarter, so he's been unavailable. And it is a 17-13 Galesburg lead. 5 points for Brandon Thompson. 4 points for Ryan Ricketts. Garrett Williams hitting a big three as he came in the game. Chad Thompson a three in the first quarter. So it is a physical contest in Galesburg. Trying to get Thornridge to shoot it from outside and hope they miss. And so far they have. Thornridge comes back out on the floor. Javon Kay, Calvin Wilson. Back on the floor is Tim Hardy, one of their best players. Dandridge inside and Kendall Lett. So all but one of the starters back. Hardy with the basketball, backs it out. Right wing extended, now approaches the middle. Up top, Lett puts it on the floor, kicks it back out. Three on the way for Hardy. It's in and out, spun in and out. Rebound, though, picked up. There's a double dribble. He just got away with it, and the crowd wanted it. Kay got the ball. Now he tries to find Hardy. He's cutting down the lane, shot up off the glass. No good. Tough shot. The rebound to McElmurray. And he wants to run. And they slow it down. Man-to-man Thornridge defense. 4 points. Silver Streaks lead. Under 3 minutes to go. First half. Garrett Williams with it on the left wing. Kicks it out to Thompson. He thought about a three on the baseline. Drives toward the middle. Shot up. Good. He went to the basket. Chad Thompson. Beautiful move. That is not in his repertoire last season. But it sure is now. Galesburg has its biggest lead of the game at 6, 2:40 to go. Left baseline with it. They move the basketball around. Kelvin Wilson, right side, let a three ball on the way. No good. High rebound by Hardy. No good. They can't buy a basket. And it's Calvin Mosley clearing and taking it out for the Silver Streaks. Hardy with 6 rebounds out of the point guard spot. 6-point Galesburg lead, 2:20 to go first half. Down the lane, McElmurray shot. Good, and a foul! McElmurray penetrates and scores, and he'll go to the line. Galesburg, an 8-point lead. They are penetrating and getting some buckets back in the floor. On the floor, Josh Bonner for Thornwood. Really impressed with this group. Picking up the foul for Thornridge. Well, Letts already got one. They must have taken whoever got it. I think it was Kay. McElmurray at the free throw line. 2 of 4 in the last game. 3 of 8 on the season. Free throw is good. 3-point play by McElmurray. That was huge. And Galesburg, a 9-point lead. 22-13, a 7-0 run by the Silver Streaks. Left baseline, three put up and no good by Howard. And the rebound, Galesburg again, clear on the glass. Ryan McElmurray with it. 2 minutes to play, first half. Galesburg. McElmurray tipped out of his hands. Got to be careful with the ball. Bonner got it and tipped it out of bounds. So right below us, Calvin Mosley will be the trigger man. Galesburg leading 22-13, 2 minutes to go, first half. Ball inbounded to McElmurray, and they're going to guard him close. He's working against Josh Bonner. Up top to Chad Thompson. Here he goes to the basket again. He's bumped and will shoot. Foul on the floor, but it'll still be a 1-1 for Chad Thompson. Dandridge picks it up. Thompson will go to the line for a 1-1, has 5 points in the game, and hopefully he can give the Silver Streaks a double-digit lead. 1-1 coming up. So Dandridge has the foul. The previous foul was on Kay, as I mentioned. He has two now, and Aaron Williams with a couple of fouls in the ballgame as well. At the line, Chad Thompson, the left-hander, shoots. Good. 6 points in the ballgame, and a double-digit Galesburg lead, 8-0 run. As they have frustrated Thornridge, which is ice cold from the floor. Second by Thompson. Good. 24-13. Can't play a whole lot better in the first half without your big guy inside. They have played superb basketball. Very defensive-minded. Down on the baseline, a wild shot put up by Aaron Williams. No. Dandridge rebound. No. He fights his way for another board and put it in. 2 rebounds for Dandridge. And he just fought off people and gets the basket. That snaps the 9-0 Galesburg run. 24-15 Silver Streaks. 1:23 to go first half. 6'9", he's a ton. He's not a little 6'9". Up top, Mosley. We'll see Meeker come in just a moment. Up top with it, Garrett Williams. He'll shoot a three over Dandridge. Short. High for the board. Josh Bonner. Thornridge back the other way. Skip pass almost out of bounds. Saved on the right wing by Lett. Two shoot inside. No good. And Garrett Williams comes out. Thought he was going to pass the ball and hit off the rim. Down low. Shot McElmurray. Oh, he missed the bunny off a beautiful feed from Williams. coming out with the rebound. Kendall Lett. Here's a jumper in the base there in the lane area. Josh Bonner can't get it to go down. And a foul, it looks like, on Dandridge. And he's upset. Very frustrated right now. It is on Dandridge. Second foul on him. And he's going to come out of the ballgame, I believe. Meeker comes back on the floor for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Meeker, Mosley, Galesburg in the bonus. With that foul on Dandridge, Brandon Thompson goes to the free throw line. He's got 5 points all in this quarter for a 1-1. So Galesburg a chance to reclaim the double-digit lead with 46 seconds to go in the first half. Thompson's free throw, good. Galesburg in the quarter, 4 of 4 from the line, 4 of 6 in the game. One more for Brandon Thompson, 25-15, the lead for the Streaks, trying to match their biggest. Yep, 26-15, Galesburg. Brandon Thompson with 7 in the quarter. Thornridge has Kelvin Wilson with the basketball, dribbling out on the left side, down by 11, and they look like they're going to hold for one. Student section yells out defense as Galesburg in a 2-3 zone. Now they're in a man-to-man. Brandon Thompson goes to find his man. Boy, you got to be tickled to go into the half with a double-digit lead. Let's see if they can maintain it on the right side now. They play catch-up top. Kendall Lett with it. He's holding it. Gives back to Wilson now. Way up top. He looks at his coach, Keith White, for what to do. Wilson penetrating. Kicks it out. Lett. Three just off the right side of the circle. Missed it. Over the back call as Mosley grabbed the rebound, and Galesburg gets another opportunity at the line. Mosley 0 for 2 from the line. Terrell picks up the foul, his first. 9 team fouls on Thornridge with 5 seconds to go. Mosley did not look comfortable on his first two attempts. Let's see if he can make good on these. Good contributions. He's got 3 rebounds in the ballgame. He can give Galesburg its biggest lead. Right now it's at 11, 26, 15, 5 seconds to go. Mosley's free throw, no good. He's 0 for 3, tipped around, and the rebound to Lett as they come back the other way. A jumper with a man in his face put up, no good by Kelvin Wilson, and a very impressive first half for Galesburg. At the intermission, the Silver Streaks, 26, the Thornridge Falcons, 15. Bring you the halftime report. It's brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services. Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey getting you back in the game. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Very impressive performance in the first half by Galesburg as they lead Thornridge 26-15. Galesburg outscoring Thornridge 19-7. In the second quarter, they went on a 9-0 run after Thornridge led 8-7 after one. Galesburg jumped out to a 5-0 lead, and Thornridge scored 6 straight before Galesburg got the bucket and the lead back at 7-6, and Thornridge hit a bucket toward the end of the first quarter by Dandridge to take the 8-7 lead, and then Galesburg took control despite Victor Davis being on the bench at the 7:22 mark of the first quarter, played 38 seconds and was called for his second foul. So he was not a factor at all in the first half as he wasn't able to play for fear that he'd pick up foul number 3. First time he's been in any foul trouble this season. But what a job by the Streaks defense, and Thornridge cannot buy a basket at this point. They keep shooting the ball from the outside, which is what Galesburg seems to be forcing them to do by packing it inside. The penetration that the guards have gotten still can't get the shot to fall down. So hopefully this will be a theme, and they'll lose confidence, and it'll continue, and Galesburg can come away with a victory that would, boy, it'd be a huge one already in this early stage of the season to beat a team like Thornridge, who is going to be a good basketball team this season. And like Galesburg, gave Peoria Emanuel a fight, no doubt about it. 26-15, we'll roll through the halftime numbers when we come back. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies.
I know we just met Trophy, but I love you.
You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets.
And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing,
Breed Loves will show you the love.
Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
The average adult can hold their breath for just over a minute. Enter McDonald's new Angus Third Pounders with juicy 100% Angus beef and exquisitely prepared toppings like crispy bacon and sautéed mushrooms. Savoring one properly cannot be accomplished in less than 17 minutes. Make no mistake, at some point, you're going to have to breathe. Angus Axiom No. 8, awaited with bated breath. Savor one of three new Angus Third Pounders. Only at participating McDonald's.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Roberts & Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at GalesburgLaw.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by?
With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision.
Guagua.
Out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services Halftime Report. Brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game.
First half for Galesburg leading 26-15. The numbers, statistics brought to you by attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Not much going on for Thornridge. Leading the way, Stephen Dandridge, 6 points. And 7 rebounds, 4 points for Tim Hardy. He has 6 rebounds. The 5'10" senior, 3 points for Javon Kay and 2 for Kendall Lett. 5 turnovers in the first half for Thornridge. Galesburg, great balance. 7 points apiece for Brandon Thompson and Chad Thompson. 4 points off the bench for Ryan Ricketts all in the first quarter. 3 for Garrett Williams, a huge 3 in the second quarter. Ryan McElmurray, a 3-point play in the second quarter. All of his points there, and Dalton Davis, 2. In the first half, Galesburg, 3 3-point baskets in the half. Thornridge with 1. The Silver Streaks, 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Mosley missed all 3 of Galesburg's free throw attempts that have not gone down. Thornridge just 0 of 1. And Galesburg, 5 turnovers in the first half, just like Peoria Woodruff. Let's take a look at the scores from this tournament earlier today. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. The game before this one, Pekin, actually kind of happy for Pekin as they had they were kicked around by Manuel and played a lot better after that. They were beaten at the buzzer by Chicago Harlan on the last game of the first session. They came out in the second game and beat Urbana Bad 54-34. The first game of the second session, Peoria Woodruff beat Collins by a dozen. First game of the day, Woodruff over Urbana, 87-75. Manuel beat Thornridge, 62-50. Galesburg over Collins, 68-28. Peoria Richwood's girls beat Springfield High School's girls, 67-58. Again, Harlan over Pekin. So Harlan 2-0. Collins at 0-3 after they lost to Woodruff. The Warriors have won three in a row. Two teams with the Warrior nickname, Collins and Woodruff. Pekin now 1-3 after beating Urbana. Urbana, the Tigers, 0-2. And Galesburg trying to move to 3-1 on the season as well. We'll bring you the second half after this timeout. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever starts here.
Have you ever wondered what I do when I'm not asleep? The threaded toys, the slobbery fuse. I know, we have an issue. There is a solution. Kong Stuff and Paste. You just squeeze a little liver or some peanut butter paste into a Kong. Go ahead, get me one. There's bunches of sizes and shapes. Or I'd even take a Bob-a-Lot or a Buster Cube. Please.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
Taking a look at the official WGIL forecast tonight. It is brought to you by Jack Crockett, Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly Wachovia. Together, we will go far. Member SIPC. Tonight, clear skies, low around 35. Tomorrow, sunny and 58. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 38. Sunday, partly sunny and 45. Sunday night and Monday, cloudy, low around 32. High of 45. Currently, it is 39. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
The Galesburg girls basketball team returns to the court tomorrow night to battle Richwoods at the Thanksgiving tournament. Join Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson for the call Saturday night at 5:40 here on WGIL.
It is Thorn Ridge basketball at Galesburg with Victor Davis in the game. Falling back in a man-to-man defense. Dandridge with it, top of the key. Gets it over two. Now on the baseline to Wilson. Right side, drives toward the middle, takes it up. Shot blocked. Victor Davis comes away with the board. The defense has been phenomenal. Just outstanding defense tonight by Galesburg. They have made almost everything tough for Thorn Ridge. Dalton Davis with it on the left baseline looking for Victor. Victor now pops out to the left wing. He takes Dandridge to the basket, shot up, and good butts. The official waves it off, says foul on the floor. If it's Dandridge, that's his third. It is. Love to get him out of the game. He has been a pest on the boards at 6'9". So that's going to pop someone off the bench here very soon for Thornridge. Player at the scorer's table. Off the screen, Dalton Davis, left baseline three. No good. High for the rebound. Yet another for the point guard, Tim Hardy. He has seven. He really gets up. Thornridge with the basketball. Hardy, top of the key, guarded by Brandon Thompson. So Galesburg back in the man-to-man, trying to keep Victor Davis out of foul trouble. He's guarding Dandridge. Dandridge now with three. Dandridge, top of the key with the ball. Pops it out to Wilson. Free throw line jumper falling away over Dalton Davis. No good. McElmurray, or rather Brandon Thompson, comes out with the rebound. His second of the game. Dribbles over to the left wing. Backdoor pass to Dalton Davis to the glass. Nice play. Beautiful feed and a foul. Brandon Thompson hits Dalton Davis on the backdoor. And one coming up, 28-15. Silver Streaks in control. Dandridge just picked up his fourth foul of the game. He is out of there. Going to sit down. And replacing him is Myron Terrell, the 6'5 senior. Or Terrell. Dalton Davis' free throw is all over the rim, and down it goes. Dalton with five in the ballgame. Galesburg's biggest lead now at 29-15. My goodness. Two team fouls already on Thornridge. Wilson brings it up. McElmurray up the top of the key to guard him. And now Wilson wants to reset the offense. Passes it to Lett on the right wing. Working on Chad Thompson. Fallaway jumper from 12 on the baseline. Switched it. Pretty shot by Lett. 4 points in the game. 29-17 Silver Streaks. Trying to keep any momentum away Chad Thompson, top of the key, inside to Victor, faking, shot up, no good, got a piece of it, did let. Mike Reynolds wanted a foul, and Thornridge back the other way. Mike Reynolds hot over that one. Way on the other side, I couldn't tell if it was a foul or a clean piece of the basketball that Lett had. He drives middle, shot up over everyone, contact, a little give back there as he may have been fouled. No call, Chad Thompson the rebound, who's fifth, four of the streak, 7 points, five boards for Thompson. Inside Victor, sizing up his man, loses the ball for a moment, up top, Brandon Thompson, three. No good. And the rebound to Wilson. Kelvin Wilson with the ball. Top of the key. 29-17. Galesburg the lead. 5:35 to go in the third quarter. Hard-nosed defense. That's what we've seen tonight out of Galesburg, sporting those cool new uniforms. The gold and black baseline. Lett trying to drive on Thompson back up top. Too hardy, and he backs it out. Take all the time you want, fellas. Down 12, that's all right with me. Baseline jumper, Lett over Chad Thompson. No good, high to get the board. Dalton Davis is third. Davis bounces it to Brandon Thompson. You know they're going to use Victor a lot in this offense. Brandon Thompson just gave the ball away. Simply lost the dribble out of bounds. Unforced error, sixth turnover on Galesburg. And to be a great team, those are the things you eliminate. You make your free throws. You don't miss your layups, and you certainly don't commit unforced errors. Those are things they'll continue to work on. Galesburg in the defense right now on the defensive end. Man-to-man D on the left wing to Hardy. Up top, they'll swing it around from Terrell to Lett down the lane. Shot no good. Put back, yes. He's tough on the glass. Lett with six boards and now has 6 points. 29-19. Thornridge has scored the last two buckets. Now up top, Thompson has some trouble and a timeout as Mike Reynolds says we need this possession. 4:32 to go, a 60-second break. 29-19 Galesburg. We're back in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's a new baby in the family, and life insurance should be utmost on your mind. Pratty Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, has a great life insurance plan that is designed specifically for children. It's term life insurance to age 25, and is convertible at that time to cash-building whole life insurance. You can pay in one reasonable, guaranteed single premium. Makes a great gift from proud grandparents, too. Call Pratty Insurance about life insurance for children from Pekin Insurance.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
I'm Will Stevenson. President Barack Obama addresses his strategy for Afghanistan Tuesday night. CNN's live coverage begins at 7 on WGIL.
Victor Davis, his first basket as he drives strong to the goal and banks it in. Thornridge with the ball inside the three-point line. A shot put up, no good. Tipped out of bounds. Oh, I thought Lett hit it last, and they say it was tipped out of his hands. So taking it out of bounds will be Aaron Williams. 31-19, Galesburg 3:59 to go third quarter. Got to keep up the intensity. Wilson tried a wild shot on the right side, spinning and shooting and doesn't get it to go. Ryan McElmurray grabs the basketball off the floor. He's credited with his fifth rebound of the game. Picking up the pressure is Thornridge. Dalton Davis almost lost it up top, and he gets it over to McElmurray. 3:40 and counting, a 12-point Galesburg lead. 14's being the biggest lead of the game at 29-15. Davis, they're going to use him. He's going to the hole. Shot. And a foul. Lett picks it up, his second of the game, and Victor Davis is going to go to the free throw line. They're going to get a big dose of Victor Davis, especially with Dandridge out of the game. There is no one strong enough to keep up with him. They're going to bring Javon Kay back in the basketball game in a moment. Davis' first free throw attempts of the ball game coming up. Galesburg in the game, 6 of 9 from the line. Davis, first one on the way, good. 32-19. Streaks by 13. If Davis makes this, it matches the biggest lead of the game. The 6'5" senior, saddled with first quarter foul trouble, makes good on the second. And what an extra weapon as Galesburg has him, and it's back to a 14-point lead, 3:27 to go. Third quarter. to the basket and stripped away by Dalton Davis. Lead had ideas of a shot up close. Out goes Brandon Thompson. In comes Garrett Williams. Thompson gets a nice hand from the coaching staff. Also going to see a substitution in a moment. Jumper put up on the right side. No good by Wilson. Tip to McElmurray. Here is a breakup. Layup. Good! McElmurray went length of the floor and laid it in. That is beautiful basketball. 35-19. In the lane. Shot up good by Wilson. As he came right back the other way. Got his first hoop of the game. 35-21. McElmurray, he has played very well tonight. Crossover dribble. Gets past Wilson. He's very quick. Dalton Davis with it on the left wing. To Victor, free throw line area, jump stop, shot up, off the glass, no good, just carom down on him, and Wilson the rebound. Good look by Victor. Wilson, he is fouled, nobody called it as he got hit at the free throw line area, and the rebound goes off to Javon Kay. Jumper from the left elbow put up by Kay, no good, and Victor Davis the rebound. See if he can pile up some numbers here in this third quarter. 2:35 to go, and the streak's up 14 as Thornridge has been frigid shooting the basketball in this game. A couple of subs coming in. Next dead ball. Right wing, McElmurray with it. Up top to Victor Davis. Left wing to Dalton Davis. He's looking up top off the screen. Garrett Williams thought about pulling the trigger. Victor will on the right wing. Missed it. Maybe a little out of his range right now at this point of the game. Trying to get it inside. Hardy the rebound. Back the other way. Driving baseline. Lett. He was not picked up. Chad Thompson, the Ole defense, and Lett lays it in. Lett with 8 points in the ball game, 35-23. Did not swing over close enough, and it's not all Chad. It was no help side defense either. That's a team thing. Up top, Chad Thompson. He's going to try and go to the basket. Shot up. No, and he's going to make good by getting a couple of foul shots here as he's fouled. So that's one of the things, you know, you make a mistake on the other end, do something good back the other way. Williams picked up his third foul, and Chad Thompson has a chance to do just that. 7 points on the evening. 2 for 2 from the line, has 5 rebounds as well. Streaks a 12-point lead, a minute 49 to go third quarter. The left-hander fires away, and the Muggsy missed the free throw. My brain was conditioned to say good. New player in the game, Stevenson for Thornridge. His first 2 minutes of the game. Chad Thompson tried to split the 2 free throws. He does just that. Tremaine Carson making his first appearance of the night. Had 5 points in the win against Chicago Collins. 36-23, Galesburg the lead. Garrett Williams, Tremaine Carson, Victor Davis, Ryan McElmurray, Dalton Davis on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Out to get the ball is Carson. Lett has been their main scoring guy. Out on the right wing, now they'll swing at top of the key. And moving it around. And a traveling violation. Lett trying to do too much with the ball. He puts it on the floor and commits just their 6th turnover. Most of those were in the first quarter. Sinclair Stevenson, one of the guys on the floor for them, and DeAndre Millen. DeAndre Millen guarding the ball handler right now for Galesburg. Right wing, Dalton Davis using a screen, free throw line area. Dumps it off to Davis. Davis took his eye off the ball. That's not on Dalton Davis. That's on Victor. And careless possession. 7 turnovers on Galesburg. Mike Reynolds just kind of pacing right now. He knows you can't have those. Left side with the ball, Javon Kay. They'll swing it around top of the key into the hands of Millen. Right wing Lett back to Millen. He traveled. Definitely traveled top of the key. DeAndre Millen. He's playing a lot of guys tonight. He is a 5'10 junior. Galesburg basketball in the front court. Now a breakaway opportunity going to the hole. Dalton Davis missed the shot. Victor Davis, rebound, good, and a foul. Victor all over the glass. Nice to know you've got the security of that big man down there. He has 6 in the game, a chance for 7 as Galesburg leads it by 15, 38-23. Victor, free throw line, he puts it up in the air. All over the rim, down it goes. He's 3 for 3 from the line. 7 points all in the quarter, 39-23. Galesburg, the lead with 52 seconds to go in the quarter. Biggest lead of the game, and here's a 3 put up by Lett. It's short. Same result over and over again. Offensive rebound by Javon Kay. They've got a ton of rebounds off their own shots. Up top, Lett back to Kay. Back to Lett, top of the key. Working on Davis. Back to Kay. Three on the wing. It's good. Javon Kay line drives it home. His second three of the game. 39-26. Galesburg with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Dalton Davis right side to Victor on the baseline. He's going to challenge Lett to the basket. Shot good. No stopping him. He is a runaway freight train. Victor Davis with 9 in the quarter. 41-26. And the most important thing, he has not picked up a foul in this quarter. Just 2 in the game. 9 seconds to go. Hardy with it. Crossover. Loses it off someone's foot. And backcourt violation. Their coach said, hey, a Galesburg guy kicked the ball. The official not having any of it. So plenty of time to get another shot here. 41-26. Galesburg with the basketball. They've had a 16-point lead, their biggest in the game, just about 45 seconds ago. McElmurray, the out-of-bounds man, looking, gets it to Garrett Williams in the backcourt. Hurries it up in the front court. Crossover dribble down to the basket. Scoop shot. Good at the buzzer. It hung on the rim and down it went. What a beautiful move. Everything going good for the Streaks tonight as Williams scores at the buzzer after three. Galesburg, a 17-point lead. 43-26 over Thornridge. Back with the fourth quarter in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at Field Gymnasium, the crowd on its feet appreciating this fantastic effort tonight by the Streaks going into the fourth quarter with a 17-point lead. And it's Galesburg basketball as we begin the final quarter. Chad Thompson at half court gives it to Dalton Davis in the backcourt. Davis brings it up against Tim Hardy on the left wing, up top to Victor Davis. He had a big third quarter. Jump stop, shoot off the glass, no good. He got off balance. Lett got the rebound. Back the other way for Thornridge. Up top, Lett with it. Hands to Wilson. He's going to penetrate. Fallaway jumper from about 11 feet. Short-armed it. Rebound pulled out by Wilson. Nice pass to Lett as he got his own rebound. And Lett was there in the right place. And he puts the shot down. Lett in double figures with 10, 43, 28 as they get the offensive putback. Left side, Williams. High-arching three. It's no good. Rebound Victor Davis, though, on the offensive glass. His fifth. And a jump ball. Mike Reynolds hates the call as he's tied up. Thornridge gets the basketball. Josh Bonner back in the game for Thornridge, as is Aaron Williams. 43-28, 7:21 to play in the game. Dalton Davis, Brandon Thompson, Chad Thompson, Victor Davis, Garrett Williams on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Lett with it down on the baseline. He hands off to Williams, back to Lett. He traveled. Picked up his pivot foot. 9 turnovers on the Falcons. Galesburg a 15-point lead and the ball back with 7:11 to play. Going for their third victory of the season. This would be a nice one. Kind of what you would consider a signature win, and they'd go to 3-1, and that's even more important to get those wins and that confidence going into the season. That's a good basketball team. Driving baseline, Victor Davis. Shot up good. A little floater on the left baseline. Davis now in double figures with 11 all in the second half, 45-28, and a traveling violation again on Hardy. He has committed at least 4, maybe 5 traveling violations, and they have 10 turnovers. Most of them have been trying to ball fake and go somewhere with the basketball, but picking up the pivot foot. 17-point lead matches the biggest of the game. 6:55 to play. Galesburg has helped Thornridge to 28 points in this game. They had 50 against Manuel. The defense has been very good, and Thornridge has shot awful. Brandon Thompson working in the backcourt against Bonner. Gets it across. Hook pass over to Dalton Davis on the left wing. Up top, Chad Thompson bounces it down low to Davis. Fallaway jumper partially blocked. He goes for the ball. Instead, it's Bonner who comes up with it. They double-teamed and read that one very well. Lett to the basket over Thompson. Shot no good. Rebound Bonner. His putback is short. Ball tipped around. It's in the hands of Aaron Williams and a whistle. Foul on the floor, I believe. So they had multiple opportunities. Foul on Brandon Thompson, his second. 6:28 to play. 45-28 Galesburg. Bonner the trigger man. He gets it in to Wilson. Up top to Lett. Back to Wilson, left wing. Lob inside, and a foul from behind on Brandon Thompson. Picks up number three as he reached in on Aaron Williams, trying to post him up on the left block. A slower paced fourth quarter. So again, it's Thornridge. Oh, you can't move on the baseline when you're trying to throw the ball in, and that's exactly what Bonner did, and that goes as a turnover. You cannot, in that situation, move your feet from out of bounds. So Galesburg with it. They're going to put, I thought they'd go full court pressure. Instead, it's still just pick him up full court man-to-man. Dalton Davis, bad pass. He and Wilson, Williams, not on the same page on the left wing. Dalton obviously upset. He throws it away. Eighth turnover on Galesburg. A lot of stoppages here in the fourth quarter, but still a 17-point lead. Dandridge going to come in off the bench for his last hurrah for Thornridge. Penetrating down the lane, losing the basketball. Aaron Williams, so they give it right back. Dandridge in, and out goes Bonner. They will apply full court pressure here, inbounded to Brandon Thompson, quickly up to Garrett Williams in the front court to Thompson. Thompson way up front near the John Thiel Gymnasium, riding on the floor. Looks beautiful. Chad Thompson hands off to Brandon Thompson. Bounce pass tipped. Victor Davis grabs it around the free throw line area. Finds Dalton Davis underneath. Fake shoots. No. Foul. Yes. Two shots coming up. And a technical foul is called on Thornridge. They'll sort it all out. Kelvin Wilson picked up the foul. So that's two shots for Davis. And a technical on Thornridge. And it is Wilson who got the technical, did not like the call. So a chance to bury this team now, up 17, and could get 6-7 points out of this. No, Dalton Davis misses the first free throw. He'll get another, and we'll see who shoots the technical. Davis with 5 points in the game, second free throw on the way. Got that one. 46-28 streaks. As they build on their biggest lead, Brandon Thompson will shoot the technicals. He has 7 points in the game, trying to add to his total. A very balanced attack by Galesburg offensively tonight. Brandon Thompson's free throw. Good, he swished it. Another coming up. 47-28 Galesburg. Who would have thought that? Second good by Thompson. He has 9 in the ball game. 20-point Galesburg lead, and they get the ball back. So they've got 3 points on the possession, maybe 5 or 6 still. Well, or could total 5 or 6, 2 or 3 more. Thompson with the basketball up top, 5:45 to play. Ball tipped, he gets it back down on the baseline. Dalton Davis, 3 on the way. It is way short. Ball tipped around. Brandon Thompson slapped the basketball, and he tipped it out of bounds. And timeout, Galesburg, 30-second break. We'll hang out to it right here with 5:37 to go. And Galesburg, a 20-point lead, 48-28. So they've outscored 5-2. Thornridge 5-2 in the quarter. Thornridge led 8-7 after one. Galesburg outscored him 19-7 in the second quarter to lead by 11 at the half. Outscored him 17-11 in the third quarter to go up 17. And obviously they've expanded that margin to 20 with 5:37 to play. And one more game in the tournament. And I'll tell you right now, a beatable team. If they play like this, certainly in Urbana, Pekin beat Urbana by 20. And Pekin beaten on a last-second shot by Harlan, could have rolled over and died in that game and did no such thing. They played very, very well. How would you like to have Manuel as your first game of the season? They're going to get better as they go along. Dave Mott, a very good coach. Three on the right side by Lett is good. He's been their main scoring guy. Has 13 points in the ball game, 48-31 with the three going down from Lett. And here comes the full court pressure. Dalton Davis breaks it, and Galesburg is in the bonus. Nice feed to Brandon Thompson, lays it in. He filled the lane beautifully. So unselfish. 50-31, Galesburg. 5 minutes to play. On the right side, Lett. He's going to fire another three. This one over Victor Davis. No good. Brandon Thompson, the rebound. Here he comes to Victor Davis. Lays it in. Victor on the transition. They didn't get back. He's got 13 all in the second half, 52-31. Again, what a weapon. 4:44 to go in the game, and all things point to a Galesburg victory. On the baseline, driving Aaron Williams. Shot got too far underneath the basket. Crimpton on the bottom of the rim. Jump ball goes to Galesburg. Garrett Williams tied him up. Guys all over the floor. Brandon Thompson on the floor. He's played fantastic. And it'll go as a rebound, actually, to Brandon Thompson. And back the other way, Victor Davis makes it look awful easy. Galesburg blowing him out. 54-31 streaks. 4:25 to go. Crossover dribble going down the lane. Shot good and a foul. They thought they had the charge. Chad Thompson was in position. That call could have gone either way. He picks up the foul and a bucket by Hardy. Hardy had 4 in the first quarter and has been shut out since that basket, 54-33. And he'll get a free throw. They have shot 1 free throw in this game. Hardy shoots their second and makes it. He's a highly touted player, but has been very quiet tonight. 20-point lead, 54-34, and a timeout on the floor. We'll take it as well. 4:23 to play, Galesburg by 20. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
This is Brian Barnhart. Fighting Illini basketball team's next matchup in the Las Vegas Invitational will be against Utah. We'll bring you all the action following the GHS boys game tonight on WGIL.
Back the other way, Brandon Thompson, a shot up close. He was trying to dish it off. It spun out on him. Josh Bonner, the rebound for Thornridge. 54-34 the score, and a double dribble by Aaron Williams on the baseline. 13 Thornridge turnovers in Galesburg with a huge lead and 4:05 to go. And again, they're going to turn up the heat defensively. Ball inbounded from Chad Thompson to Dalton Davis. Davis across half court, lobs it to Brandon Thompson. Feeds to McElmurray. Shot up off the glass, no good, and a foul. McElmurray to the free throw line to add to, or at least try to add to, the Galesburg lead. Kendall Lett picks up his third foul. McElmurray in the game has 5 points. 1 for 1 from the line. He gets 2 free throws here. The left-hander shoots and fires and makes. Shoots and fires. It's the same thing. He makes the first free throw. 55-34 streaks. Second is good as well. Ryan McElmurray with 7 points in the game. He's played very well. 56-34. Lett with the ball, top of the key, kicks it off to Bonner, right baseline three on the way, no good. McElmurray, another rebound. He's got 7 boards out of his guard spot. The other way, Thompson tried to jam it, no good. Victor Davis put back good. Chad Thompson with 2 hands, couldn't flush it down, but Victor gets the offensive board. 8 in the quarter, and he has 17 points in the game, 58-34, and a traveling violation on Thornridge. They are just getting pounded. All but's decided is the final score. Galesburg going to win. 3:20 to play. What an impressive game. Victor Davis, left elbow, kicks it over to Dalton Davis, driving the baseline right side. He is fouled. Shot no good. 2 shots coming up. I think Williams. It could have been someone else. Someone else was in the area. Barry Howard was over there as well. It is Williams who picks it up. He is 4th. Dalton Davis at the line. Has 6 points in the game. He is 2 for 4. Make it 3 for 5. 59-34. Galesburg up big. 3:14 to play. 9 o'clock on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. Fighting Illini men's basketball coming up after this one. Dalton Davis, second free throw good. 8 points in the ball game for Davis. 60-34. Pass down on the left baseline. They go to Kay. Kay with it now. Kicks it up top. Howard over to Bonner. Shoots a jumper inside the three-point line. No good from the left wing. And Victor Davis clears with the rebound. He's put up some pretty impressive numbers in basically two quarters of play. 7 rebounds and 16 points, making 17 points in just two quarters. He got in foul trouble early, 38 seconds into the game, did not play the rest of the half. McElmurray, a little left-handed shot up close. Healdsburg can do no wrong at this point, 62-34. Great penetration, shot up, banked in. And a technical foul again called on Thornridge. After a made basket, technical foul. I'm trying to figure out who it's on. Lett made the basket up close. He's got 15 for them, 62-36, and they get their second technical at this one at the 227 mark. Wilson got the first one. Victor Davis now at the free throw line looking to add to his point total. He's got 17, make it 18 as he swishes it through. 63-36. People are going to see this score and go, wow. Davis missed the second. If you're just tuning in, you're going, wow, now. It has been a phenomenal defensive effort. And Thornridge has shot very poorly. Galesburg has shot very well. Outside, inside, with Davis, without Davis. It's been a great effort. On the baseline to McElmurray. Up top to Victor Davis. Dalton Davis now, right of the top of the key. Williams, feed to Chad Thompson. Little baby hook floating. Whoa, that kind of got awkward out of the way as he tried to get it down inside. Could not make the shot. And the rebound taken out by Thornridge. And then they throw it away. Thornridge with the board. It's a guy I don't have in the scorebook. Lett with the basketball. Step back three. Just right of the circle. Good. Kendall Lett. He's been their guy. 63-39. Galesburg the lead. A minute 53 to play and a turnover the other way. Back the other way. Lett, three again on the right side in front of his bench. Swish that one. Lett with 13 points in the quarter. 63-42 Galesburg. They've dug too big a hole. 21 in the game for Lett. That's a game high. Victor Davis leading Galesburg with 18. All of his in the second half. On the right wing, now to Garrett Williams. Looking inside, he'll take a couple bounces out toward the wing. Top of the key, Davis left of the circle. Dalton Davis with it. They come up to guard him. Looked like they wanted to commit a foul. McElmurray to Davis, driving hard to the basket. Shot good, and a foul. Victor Davis, two more. Another free throw coming up, and a three-point opportunity. All 20 of his points in the fourth quarter. Dunbar, the man who commits the foul. That's the guy who didn't have in the scorebook. His first, Victor Davis, a monster second half. 65-42 Galesburg. Minute 16 to play, and Victor makes the free throw. In the ball game is Ryan Carl for the Silver Streaks. Brandon Meeker, Logan Scott, Dalton Davis. And a shot put up no good from outside by Lett as he keeps firing away. And so it is Thornwood basketball. Three on the baseline put up no good. And the rebound to the Streaks. Back the other way. Dalton Davis is fouled and makes the shot as he goes to the basket. He's not quitting. He doesn't care what the score is. Shot good. 67-42. And Davis goes to the line. He's been there a lot tonight. 4 for 6 from the stripe in the game. Dalton with 10. Free throw on the way. It is good. Galesburg with 70 points in the game. 70-42. My goodness. A lot of points. Right wing, Lett trying to do something with it. Back up top to Howard. They give back to Lett. Moving it around. Almost a carry on the corner by Dunbar. Inside, they'll kick it out, a three on the way by Kay. In and out it goes, tipped around by Lett, taken out by Dalton Davis. Davis then stops the dribble with 35 seconds to go. Gets through traffic and hands it off to Meeker. Meeker back to Dalton Davis. Dalton Davis now on the left wing with it. They'll reset with 25 seconds. They don't need to take a shot. Logan Scott with it now, deep on the right wing. Cross courts it over to Davis. Dangerous pass. They run for it and come back. Davis now with 15 seconds to play. And playing a little keep away here. 10 seconds. 9. What a great victory this is for Galesburg. They did turn it over. It was stripped from behind. Back the other way. A layup is put down by Barry Howard. 70-44 will be our final score. Galesburg make it 69 is the correct score. 69-44. Galesburg, a very impressive win to move to 3-1 on the season. Got to appreciate that effort. Stay tuned for the postgame show. It's coming up next. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Huron. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing, Breed Loves will show you the luck. Call 800-314-8337.
I heart Breed Loves.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
I'm Bill Butts. Divorce can be a disaster to the family situation, for grandparents, uncles, and aunts, as well as obviously to the children. That's why Illinois courts now favor mediation as a way of allowing the parents to work together to keep all these family relationships as intact as possible. Our office is committed to this goal.
If you're going through the complicated challenges of a divorce, turn to someone who has your family's best interests at heart. Turn to Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg.
Taking a look at the official WGIL forecast tonight, it is brought to you by Jack Crockett, Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly Wachovia. Together we will go far. Member SIPC. Tonight, clear skies, low around 35. Tomorrow, sunny and 58. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 38. Sunday, partly sunny and 45. Sunday night and Monday, cloudy, low around 32, high of 45. Currently, it is 39. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services postgame show, brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back into the game.
What an impressive showing tonight by Galesburg as they beat Thornridge 69-44. They jumped out to a 5-0 lead in the ball game. Thornridge came back to score 6 straight, take a 6-5 lead. Galesburg reclaimed it at 7-6. Thornridge took it back at 8-7. That's how the first quarter ended. And then Galesburg turned it on. 19-7, they outscored Thornridge in the second quarter without Victor Davis, who went out with his second foul just 38 seconds in the game. making it all the more impressive. 26-15, Galesburg led at the half. They outscored Thornridge 17-11 in the third quarter to go up 17, and then a 26-point outburst in the fourth quarter as they win this one 69-44. We'll visit with head coach Mike Reynolds, brought to you by Kohl's Diamond Gallery. Forever starts here. We'll visit with the head coach. Obviously, have him wear the headset this time. Play a little color commentator. Welcome to what a game. Outstanding victory tonight. I was talking during the broadcast. Victor Davis goes out of the game 38 seconds in, and yet you outscore him 19-7 in the second quarter. And just an amazing effort tonight. Thornridge, you forced him, it looked like, into a lot of outside shots.
Well, I mean, that was our plan. You know, we really tried to gap the defense. I mean, we're 12, and scary to say, he tore Manuel apart, you know, this afternoon. And tonight we were able to contain him. And I heard Buck in locker room before the game say, I don't even want him to score. And he just said, well, he scored two, I think, on a lucky, crazy shot on me. So, you know, you can hold a player like that to that kind of stat line. I think we did a heck of a job defensively. And you know, we can't say enough about our bench, because I think everybody in the crowd, when Victor got that second foul, you know, about threw up. Because, you know, we knew we were going to get that time. You know, we were going to see that sometime or another. And before, you know, we saw it when they had a 6'9 guy and a 6'6 athlete. And our bench did a heck of a job. Our bench just did one heck of a job tonight.
Absolutely did. And then they come out and they put the three-quarter court and maybe even full-court press on you on occasion. And I mentioned during the early part, you guys had no trouble breaking that. The guys did a great job handling the ball for the most part.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've got enough ball handlers, five most of the time on the court. And when Ryan went in the middle of that zone, he's one of the best big man passers around. You know, he really has a nice feel for the game, and he really had some nice passes out of that, really kind of cut it up there in the beginning when Victor was out. And you know, I just can't say enough about how hard defensively that we played tonight, though.
Absolutely fantastic defensive game, and Victor Davis, what a weapon. You get in the third quarter, and they seem to be kind of creeping back a little bit. You still got a double-digit lead. Now you can go to him in the post, and he plays disciplined basketball, doesn't commit that third foul, and I know that's a huge weapon for you.
Yeah, you know, Victor, we were able to get him in a little more space here this afternoon, and I think part of it, the reason he got a little more space so he didn't get against Manuel, is we were making shots, and when you make shots, you know, they're not going to double up and give guys horse shots, and you know, that's something we hadn't done in the first two games, and today, you know, we shot pretty well. That's the kind of shooting that we're expecting, and you know, Dalton was off shooting, so, I mean, it'd be nice to see what we're going to look like when all four of our five or six of our shooters are on the same night.
It seemed like toward the end of the Manuel game and throughout now, the guards are going to the basket, going strong to the hole, and they're getting rewarded with free throws. They shoot two free throws the whole game. We shoot 26 and make 20 of them. That really opens it up, and these guys seem to have figured it out. And, again, so very unselfish.
Well, the one thing I like about our three guards is and Garrett, too, when he got in there, those four guards that played most of the minutes, is what they want to do more than anything is they want to win. And you know, and they'll do whatever it takes to win. You saw some – they're feeding the ball to Pudge on passes. They just want the open guy to have the ball and the open guy to shoot. And you know, not too many people have guards that play that unselfishly and share the ball. And we're not about – who gets the credit. We just want to get win number three tonight. And you know, we know we got to play an athletic and physical team from the Big 12 tomorrow in Urbana. And you know, we got to be ready to play. And we're excited about our team. And I think, you know, we said that a lot. And, you know, people always roll your eyes because there hasn't been a winning season here in 9 years. But we're excited about our team. And we think that if we play together and share the ball and guard like we did tonight, we got a chance to be pretty good.
I think you proved that tonight. And then Urbana, you talked about them. I'm sure you've seen them a number of times from your days at Danville, and a team that I gave Pekin a lot of credit. They could have rolled over after a really difficult loss. They came out, played very, very well. They seem to improve in the tournament. I'm sure that's not the Urbana team we're going to see tomorrow night. What do they do well?
Well, I think, you know, they got, you know, 21's a really good shooter, and then, you know, they got that great athlete in the Clevenger kid. Yeah. You know, he's a great football player and still look like he's got some football legs. That's scary because he's playing with his hand above the white square, but, you know, he's a Division I prospect, and you know, we probably got one on our team, Division I prospect, but that guy's a high flyer. You know, he's a 6'5". Rangy kind of athlete that you know, we really don't have on our team. You know, he's kind of a tough matchup for us. But, you know, Chad did a nice job on 33 tonight, and we'll give him a shot to guard Clevenger tomorrow and see how it rolls from there.
Great night tonight. As you pick up, is this a signature win for the program?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know, you know, but that's obviously a talented team we played tonight. And you know, we don't get into – signature wins or not signature wins. And, you know, and if we can win some Friday night games in March, that'll be some signature wins. And that's what we're trying to build for. And we know we got a tougher Urbana team, you know, tomorrow on Hall of Fame night here, which will probably be a rocking place tomorrow. And then you know, next week it doesn't get any easier. We got Quincy coming to town for the whiteout, and you know, a team that we hadn't beaten last year, two teams we didn't beat last year, and Quincy and Metamore come to our place. So we really gotta get our A game and clean some things up. We got some guys that are pretty banged up right now, so we hope we can get through tomorrow night unscathed and be ready for that conference season, because we're excited about our team.
No doubt about it. Appreciate your time tonight. Congratulations on the win, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thank you very much.
That's Coach Mike Reynolds, victorious coach tonight as Galesburg dismantles Thornridge 69-44. Back with more on the postgame in a minute on WGIL.
All right. On and on she went about how it was the best $10 she ever spent. Hey, I'm cute and cuddly, but I'm messy. For $10, my person picks up a Krypton mat. It blocks odors, stains, moisture, and bacteria. Plus, it's waterproof, easy to clean, and made right here in the U.S. of A. She says this Krypton mat works great under my food and water moles. She even put one on the sofa.
Where there's a problem, there's a solution. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
The average adult can hold their breath for just over a minute. Enter McDonald's new Angus Third Pounders with juicy 100% Angus beef and exquisitely prepared toppings like crispy bacon and sautéed mushrooms. Savoring one properly cannot be accomplished in less than 17 minutes. Make no mistake, at some point, you're going to have to breathe. Angus Axiom Number 8, awaited with bated breath. Savor one of three new Angus Third Pounders. Only at participating McDonald's.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back on the postgame, Silver Streaks beats Thornridge 69-44. We'll hustle along here and get you to the Fighting Illini men's basketball game against Utah. Still tip it off a little bit after 9:30. Let's take a look at the postgame numbers. Final stats brought to you by Amy Howard, Shelter Insurance Agent for Auto, Life, and Home. Very balanced. Victor Davis, a terror in the second half, had 21 points to lead Galesburg. Two others in double figures. Dalton Davis with 11. And Brandon Thompson with 11. Solid game for Ryan McElmurray. 9 points and 7 rebounds. Chad Thompson with 8 and 5 boards. 5 points for Garrett Williams off the bench. And 4 points all in the first quarter when Victor Davis got in foul trouble. Very good job by Ryan Ricketts. And Galesburg just 10 turnovers in the game against, at times, very intense pressure from Thornridge. One guy did all their damage. Kendall Lett, 6'6 senior, shot a lot from outside. He winds up with 21 points, 19 in the second half to go along with 7 rebounds, 7 points and 8 boards for guard Tim Hardy. 2 points for Kelvin Wilson, as Mike Reynolds was talking about him, a very athletic guy. And a shot in the third quarter that went down that's all but a prayer. 6 points for Javon Kay and a couple of three-point baskets. 6 for Stephen Dandridge, their 6'9 center. All of those in the first half as he picked up 2 quick fouls in the third quarter and had to go to the bench. He also had 7 rebounds and 2 points for Barry Howard in the game. 14 turnovers for Thornridge as they fall to 0-2 on the season. Right now, the nightcap getting set is Chicago Harlan at 2-0, getting set to take on 2-0 Peoria Emanuel. A lot of folks have cleared out of the gym, but some are going to hang around for this game. Should be a real good basketball game between two very talented teams. But a great crowd tonight, and should be a heck of a crowd tomorrow as the Galesburg Silver Streaks girls will take on Richwoods at 6, the Hall of Fame ceremony at 7:30, and then the boys' basketball game against Urbana at 8:15. We'll come back and name the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game in just a moment. This is Silver Streaks boys' basketball postgame on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance?
A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Silver Streak's a very impressive win. I'll call the signature win if he won't. 69-44 over a very good Thornridge team, and Galesburg made them look bad tonight as they win by 25. The Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game, Ryan McElberry, he wanted the challenge of guarding Kelvin Wilson, who had a big game against Peoria Manual, and he was quiet in this game as McElberry turned up the defensive pressure. And then on offense, he was outstanding. 3 for 3 from the free throw line. He had 9 points and 7 rebounds. So an all-around good game from the 6-foot junior, Ryan McElberry, the Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Autobody, you better call Dave's. Again, Galesburg a winner, 69-44. Back tomorrow, as again, the Galesburg High School girls basketball team takes on Peoria Manual. We'll get the times set for you here as that game will start at 6 o'clock, so on the air around 5:40, followed by live coverage of the Hall of Fame ceremony, Galesburg High School Hall of Fame, and then the Galesburg Urbana game immediately following that as the Streaks try to go to 4-1 on the season. Urbana, at this point, struggled in the last game against Pekin and their losses to Woodruff and Pekin to start the season. So a big day coming up tomorrow. If you can come out, hope you will. This team was phenomenal tonight. My 4 years here, this is the best basketball game, along with maybe the Moline game of the 06-07 season. That was a phenomenal game here at Field Gymnasium that year. And this one certainly right there with it as they dismantle a Thornridge team that's expected to be very good this season by 25. Our thanks to all the help back at the station for Chaz Studio Engineering. Our thanks to you for tuning in. And, boy, what a great night. Turn it over to Fighting Illini Basketball in just a moment. From Thiel Gymnasium, I'm Mike Perry saying good night.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.